Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Big stories, obviously, Cavaliers tonight, game three against the Indiana Pacers, trying to, you know, just trying to get back in this thing. If they can win tonight, it'll be 2-1. But if they lose, I'm glad that we don't have to work tomorrow. I'll just be honest with you on that. And then the other story, all the Browns rookies are back in town or are in town for the first time in Berea, and the quarterbacks are scheduled to speak tomorrow. We'll see who speaks today, and if it's worthwhile, we'll get it on the air for you. Maybe we'll play it live for you if you can. Otherwise, we'll just kind of play cuts. I'm sure the afternoon drive show will have cuts as well. All right, so Andrew Berry was on the morning show with Ken and Anthony this morning, and he did drop a lot of wisdom on us. Now, Jeff and I were just talking about this old notion about Nick Chubb, and you know, there is a feeling based on that conversation that we listened to this morning with Andrew Berry and Ken and Anthony that Nick is probably, like, it sounded to me like 99% gone. Is that a fair assumption?
Sounds like 98.4% gone.
Oh, you know, it'd be nice.
Let's go 98.5.
No, let's go 92.3. I mean, why wouldn't we?
Because I think it's stronger than that.
I know, but I mean, we need all the help we can get.
98.5's on the Browns Radio Network.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, sometimes Led Zeppelin's better than we are. That's the problem.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, good. All right, so here's what he had to say. Cut 10, the latest on Nick Chubb. This is Andrew Berry.
Have you talked to Nick Chubb recently?
Certainly kept in contact with him and his reps, you know, leading into the draft. We haven't really necessarily been in strong communication after the draft.
So you can't rule anything out with him coming back?
I wouldn't rule anything out, but I would say that it's probably increasingly unlikely. Like, we do have, you know, two young guys that we like. You know, we think Jerome plays a role, and it's basically kind of maybe seeing how the roles shake out. Look, you're never going to rule out someone, you know, as near and dear to our heart as Nick, and I would expect him to take another step, you know, being a year removed from the knee injury. But I'd say it's maybe a return is less likely, at least in the short term, with us right now.
Isn't that fair, though?
Yeah, he's being honest. And let's not forget, we didn't even talk about this, too. Remember, Jerome Ford took a pay cut to stick around.
Yeah. See, would anybody want to see Nick Chubb as the third running back on the Browns?
I think they want to see him on the roster so that he's an option that you can use him at any point. And you're probably going to sit around on third down all the time saying, why isn't Chubb in there? And there might be opportunities where you don't see him. You know what I'm saying? Where they may not see him as the featured third round, the team itself, especially throughout practice and trying to come back from injury and things that we don't see throughout the week may become, you know, the catalyst for playing or not playing on Sunday in a lot of situations. So I just think, and I know this is where we differ, Jeff, I think the fans are going to look at this as, look, they drafted Sampson, they drafted Judkins, Ford was on the roster, and they decided rather than to bring Nick Chubb back, they decided to stay with Jerome Ford because fans don't say, and I understand, and I agree with you, he has been a contributor to this team, but I just think fans see this as they chose Ford over Chubb. That's the way it's going to be perceived.
I think they chose Judkins over Chubb. I don't see Nick Chubb being anybody's third running back. I see Nick retiring before that happens. Mm-hmm. And Andy, it wouldn't surprise me if Nick went out and had a good year this year. It wouldn't surprise me. He's a hell of a football player.
You want to play Wheel of Regret, that's going to spin the Wheel of Regret.
Yeah, I mean, but one good year or 8 good years out of Quinshon Judkins. I mean, I hate it. It's the reality of the National Football League. It's the reality of pro sports. At times, it's time to move on from some of the great players that you've had on your team.
Dan, do you see any validity in what I'm saying, that fans will perceive this as they kept Ford over Chubb?
I don't even think fans are going to look at it as a singular person that they kept over Nick Chubb. I think it's just going to flat out turn into, why the hell is Nick Chubb not on this roster? I don't even think there's a singular person you can point to except anybody in the front office. It's the problem when you – problem is the wrong word. It's the situation you put yourself in when you have a legend I would say. I mean, the legend of Nick Chubb has
aging legend with two huge knee injuries.
The legend of Nick Chubb has almost grown bigger than the Nick Chubb itself. The Batman Nick Chubb is almost living larger than Nick Chubb. And what Nick Chubb stands for almost lives larger than the human that is Nick Chubb, too. And so you're fighting against a feeling. And logic rarely wins against feeling, especially when it comes to a fan base.
That was well said by you.
Thanks. Years of watching Star Trek and watching Kirk have to pick between Spock and Bones. Yeah. You know, you learn these things.
I'm just going to read a couple texts I got, personal ones from just people I know around town. Not trying to be angry with Andrew Berry, even though if I take all the emotion out on the Nick Chubb stuff, I'm still taking him 10 times out of 10 before Ford. I'm just telling you, these are just random.
As the third running back, Andy?
Yeah, well, it's the perception. Like, I don't think anyone sees it as 1-2-3.
Or maybe the second, with Samson being the third.
I got a guy here. Extremely talented athlete, person, friend of mine that I wouldn't is extremely talented athlete. I would take Chubb on one leg before Ford or Strong. Ford is an average back. I would rather bring Chubb back on some incentive laden contract and have my young backs learn from him over Ford.
That's okay. You tell Nick Chubb he's not going to play.
You tell Nick Chubb I need you to go play special teams.
Yeah,
that's what third running backs do.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That, to me, is probably what was the deciding factor. But you know what? I bet Nick would do it.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm just telling you. I think he would do it.
That would be awful.
There are plenty of starters that find themselves on special teams all the time.
Legendary running back with two devastating knee injuries. Go cover a punt.
Yeah, like,
Oh, my God, please.
I mean, this
why
is
not
sound...
put him on these soft kickoffs, then?
I mean, well, does
why
anybody...
bother?
Does anybody have memory of watching LT return or work punt coverage? Does anybody have memory of Emmett Smith returning? All that kind of stuff? Like,
no.
Marshall Faulk?
No.
Like, that's kind of not what you do when those guys hit the top of the mountain.
Speaking
Jamal of, Charles never did it. Priest Holmes never did it.
Speaking of Nick is in Talmadge. Hi, Nick, how are you?
Guys, how are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
I have two quick thoughts. One is... With Nick Chubb, I like with the Cleveland Browns, I've never seen a team. I consider them like the Chicago White Sox of the NFL. I've never seen a team that is so poor at having mentorship and developing players than the Cleveland Browns. Now, I may be biased because I see them more often. I've been a ticket holder ever since they came back. I'm 53, so I've been watching them since I was a kid, and I love them. But just like everyone, they frustrate the heck out of me. I don't know how keeping Nick Chubb can be a downside. The guy has been so loyal. And for me as a fan, I still go when they stink. But I want to be entertained. I want to have somebody to root for. I will root for Nick Chubb wherever he goes, but I don't want to. I mean, I'm a grown man. I don't buy jerseys. But my niece and nephew bought me a Nick Chubb jersey, so I wear it to games. So I'm that guy. So I just don't know how an organization like us makes that decision for a quality human like that, because sports takes us away from the rigors of life, and them not being loyal is just an extension of life, and I don't like it. It's my first thought.
Nick, maybe they were loyal when they gave him a nice contract last year, and knowing that he might not be the back that he used to be. I mean, he had a couple of decent games late before he was injured again with the foot, but you know, maybe they have shown him loyalty.
And, Jeff, I get it, and you play devil's advocate as good as anybody I know on the radio.
Thanks.
I just
trust me. Do you know what it's like to sit next to the devil?
The advocate, Andy, not the devil.
Yes.
The highlight of it is that he bathes.
No, that's true. He's got that going.
But for me, Jeff, that's not good enough. And my second thought is, I don't know if you guys gamble, but I go to casinos. And when you play certain games, card games, you know, you have the side pot, a minimum of one, maximum of five. If you hit it, you get, like, ridiculous odds, right?
Right.
Whether it's a fire bet on a crap table or you can double down in blackjack.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Andy doubling down in blackjack.
Keep going.
Yeah, right? Well, I love betting, but I never do what they offer because they're not going to offer something that's in the house's worst. Or that's not in their favor, right? They're not going to offer you as a gambler something that you can win on more than you can lose.
Wow.
It's Vegas.
So you don't double down, huh, Nick?
Nick, you got an 11 and the guy and the dealer's got a 5?
Six.
You're not doubling down?
Here's what I'll tell you, Andy. Very, very seldom. Because if I could count up all the, just like I wish I could count all the money I threw away in video games when I was a kid, I wish I could count how many times I've won versus lost in doubling down. And I'd still tell you, even with those 11s against 5s, I'm still not in my favor, and Vegas knows that. But the point I'm making
is... Hey, you know what, though? Let me just say this, Nick, and I'm just saying this on behalf of anyone that's ever sat at a blackjack table. At least you're not messing up the cards, right? If you choose not to double down, you're not messing up the cards. So, okay.
That's correct. Yes. And again, that's a whole nother set of...
Yes, it is.
...about messing up cards.
Yes.
But my point is, I look at the Browns like Vegas. If something comes out of... I just haven't been... uberly impressed. I'm a huge Stefanski fan. I don't know how much I like Barry, and I know everyone seems to think they come in a pair, but I don't think so. But I look at Barry like the same way I look at Vegas. If he's telling me something that they're going to do, I probably disagree with it. Yeah. Like the way he talks about Chubb, and Jeff, I know what you can go back and say about the contract. I just don't think it's best for the team. I don't know why we don't have the mentorship and development, and that's the single biggest problem in our franchise. And I just don't know why you get rid of somebody that could be that guy. Mm-hmm. And he's been that way. He's been that silent leader. He's just so important if you're bringing in all these young kids. And I just don't know. I just think it's worth it. That's my opinion.
It's all good.
I'm a
Nick,
fan, and I'm dusted.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, so Andrew was asked on the morning show today about thinking about not having Nick Chubb on our roster and perhaps playing on another one. That is cut 11.
It meant a lot to the organization and meant a lot to the community. But you know, the reality is, like, look, I'd love for key players in our organization to stay with us forever. Unfortunately, the sport doesn't allow that. And so, like, that's part of the tough parts of the job.
It is. I mean, Jeff, this is where I think you have a much clearer vision on these things than I do when it comes to the front office and trying to disassociate Nick Chubb from, and I would just say Nick Chubb LLC, the football player, the football corporation. You know, if you wanted to look at Nick as his own individual business, then you might need to bring in a different vendor, and that's what they're looking at. You know what I'm saying? That's like, it's very hard and very cold, but I mean, as a person, sometimes you have to look at yourself. How people say it's only business. Well, sometimes you have to look at yourself as your own, your own corporation.
You know, what I don't know, you tell me if you know. Mm-hmm. Do we know if the Browns offered him a nice contract?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
Jerome Ford. I mean, they offered Jerome Ford the opportunity to stay for less.
A major pay cut.
Yes.
I mean, Andy, they didn't do Jerome any favors.
No. Pro Football Talk said his contract went from... I'm sorry, Mary Kay Cabot.
$1.75 million guaranteed.
Yeah, but Mary Kay Cabot said on Cleveland.com that he took a salary reduction of $3.486 million to a guaranteed $1.75.
What's that tell you?
Tells you he wanted to be...
Jerome Ford thought, okay, $1.75 in the bank is better than rolling the dice behind two guys they just drafted.
It's true.
And he might not have been confident about his ability to get that elsewhere, Andy.
That's true. All right, Lou in North Royalton, what do you got, my friend?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Lou.
Good.
Hey, I'm going on record right now. When Chubb blew out his knee his junior year in college, so he missed his senior year. Mm-hmm. The Browns drafted him. Hugh Jackson didn't know how to use him until the middle of the season. So basically, it takes about 2 years to come back from an ACL tear. Nick Chubb will be the Saquon Barkley of 2025. He will win comeback player of the year. He will get offensive player of the year. And I think he will get MVP. If he puts up numbers like Saquon Barkley did, and you got the Browns offensive line is back. So, and they're going back to that zone run offense, zone blocking run offense of Kevin Stefanski. And you saw what Chubb did that in 2022 when he ran for over 1,500 yards. And they didn't rush the ball that much. They threw the ball more than they ran it. So I'm telling you guys right now, I'm going on record right now on your show, Chubb will be comeback player of the year next year.
Lou in North Royalton, thank you. He predicts it. He's saying Nick Chubb, comeback player of the year.
Lou, North
Royalton. I wonder, can we give them one of these golf mugs, coffee mugs that two of the other morning shows in our little cluster here are giving away currently? Can we give him one of their mugs?
Get a Jen and Tim mug?
Yeah.
I don't think I can go any further in this without making a reference to the jerk. So I'm just going to hush.
What, all you need is this mug? And this dog?
I'll tell you in the break.
I'm glad Browns fans like Nick Chubb as much as they do. And I think he's incredible. But I completely understand what it was they did and why they did it.
I don't know. All right. I want to bring up another point that was brought up in their interview this morning with Andrew Berry. Just chock full of information. Plus, we're going to end up going out to Bree here at some point. Hopefully, we get to hear from a rookie or hear what the rookies are having to say while they're reporting to Berea. Also, we're keeping our ear on what exactly is going on with the Cavaliers tonight. There was a good sign this morning. The three injured guys were out there during shoot around, and hopefully they'll be able to play tonight. But when we come back, the importance of mock drafts and the reality that they may have, that was discussed this morning with Andrew Berry, with Ken and Anthony. We'll talk more about that when we come back. 216-474-0092.